Each week we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council, and we've got Mayor Maurice Collison on the line this morning. Maurice, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good to hear, mate. You're wearing your mask?
Not at the moment. I'm at home at the moment doing a telephone hookup, which I'd much rather be in there in person, but that's the challenges we've got.
We would have been happy to see you, mate. Now tell us, Monday night you had the council meeting. What's the Fields of Gold?
Fields of Gold is the wind farm that they're putting the DAs in for up around Tymore, Nundle area.
Right.
So council on Monday night voted to accept an offer from Hills of Gold to enter into a voluntary planning agreement, which is not saying we're for or against the wind farm. It's an agreement that's based on an annual contribution of $3,000 per turbine in our LGA.
Right.
And an annual $5,000 to cover administration costs. So what it is, it's if we don't accept this and say the wind turbines do get approval, we may have missed the opportunity to get some funding for that area.
Right.
So yeah, it's not saying we're for it. It's not saying we're against it. It's just to accept the voluntary contribution.
Okay. All right. Well, also there was something about a gas pipeline.
Yeah, this has been in the wind for quite a few years. I think in 2009, the Minister of the Planning approved this pipeline, subject to conditions and consent. So what Council did last night, Council voted to support the Queensland to Hunter pipeline with the proviso that the pipeline be located on public land to minimise the private disturbance. So, you know, we were saying again, if you can put it in private land through commons and et cetera, we support, but we don't want our landholders affected by this pipeline.
I did notice a couple of comments on the social media, some people still not happy with that decision. Do they have the opportunity to be able to appeal if they're in the Upper Hunter Shire Council to find out more information about the pipeline if they need so?
Look, I'd imagine so. Look, Council did put a survey out. We got quite a few responses back.
Yep.
And so we took that on board and said, well, okay, well, the private landholders seem as if the ones we got back do not want it on their land.
Mm.
So what we've said now, if you can locate it on public land, we'd be more happier and free with it.
All right. I think some people just don't want to have it at all. And last of all, your delivery program, that was approved on Monday night as well.
Yeah, again, we've got that up. That was a lot of work from staff and community members, and I thank those that put their submissions in. We have changed the plan a little bit to do some of the requirements from the public. Of course, it's all got to be funded, and a lot of the projects are in there, like, you know, the sealing of some unsatisfactory dirt roads are certainly in there, but we've now got to try and source some funding to make this happen.
Okay, we'll hand the hat around, shall we?
I think we want more than the hat, but we'll keep working, and everything that's in that program, we'll keep working for funding with the powers that be and try and put it out into the public.
Excellent work. Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Sorry you can't be in here, but hopefully we'll rectify that in the next couple of weeks or so.
Thank you very much.